Numbers released Friday show the jobless rate in the Raleigh-Cary Metropolitan Statistical Area sits at 8%, 8.2% if you include Durham. That may seem high, but metro areas that include Charlotte, Fayetteville, and Greensboro are experiencing jobless rates of 10% and higher. Mikhail Tashoma is an economist with the PNC Financial Services Group.
The Triangle area is doing better than the state.
And Tashoma says it's doing better than the nation, too.
I think that in the area, we'll see most of the, if not all of the losses from the recession recouped by the end of the year in this area. And in the U.S., it won't be until 2014 when we're back up to pre-recession levels.
Tashoma says the Raleigh metropolitan area has an underlying strength to keep its economy stronger than most: entrepreneurship. PNC statistics show the number of new businesses in Raleigh is up 3% since 2008, when the country was in recession. New business growth nationwide is up only 1.7% during the same period. Miles Wright is the CEO of Raleigh-based Zanofi. Zanofi produces nanofibers for applications in energy, medicine, and filtration systems. Wright says Zanofi spun out of NC State in 2010.
It's hard to imagine our first 2 years could have gone much better than it has.
Wright says they raised $1.2 million in first-round funding. They have 10 employees and growing.
We will have product on the shelves. Granted, they might be on the shelves in Beijing and not in the shelves in Raleigh, but we're hoping to have products on the shelves by the end of 2012.
Tashoma with PNC Financial says the unemployment rate might not be the best indicator to look at right now. He says the rate could remain high for a while as discouraged workers are encouraged and try to re-enter the workforce. Instead, Tashoma says he's following the pace of new job growth. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.